Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now, and always. Amen. Please do be seated. Something I have noticed with the drought, well, with the very hot weather we have had, is the grass has not grown so much. So not so much mowing. Good. But I've also noticed lots of little hidden flowers coming up across the lawn. Even in one area, a few flowers which I think must go back to a time when a flower bed was in that place. And certainly beautiful small, well, weeds probably, or more kindly, wildflowers have come up across the lawn. There can be hidden treasures which are just lurking beneath. Often we do not see them, and they have been a great joy to see this year. I remember once going through a time of austerity and money was very tight, and putting my hand in a coat pocket I had not worn for a long time, I found a £5 note, and I was so delighted. Hidden treasures we stumble across in our lives. Today, our opening words in both the Old Testament reading from Genesis and from our Gospel reading of Luke, we are told not to worry, and that God wants to reward us greatly. He says so to Abraham in the first verse of our reading from Genesis, indirectly when he speaks to Abraham about his covenant with him. And more directly with us when Jesus says to the little flock, those who follow him, such as us, Jesus says, do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God wants to bless us. God wants to reward us. This gives God, our Father, pleasure. Last week in the lectionary reading, we heard the parable of the rich, foolish farmer who had so much prosperity that he built bigger and bigger barns to store it all up in for his use and for his future. And what made him foolish? For after all, it was his belongings. He never took a moment to give thanks to God for his bounty, his good health, where he was lucky enough to be born in this world, never stopping to wonder what he could share with those in need. In fact, we read he died before he even had time to enjoy his stored goods. And we are told not to worry. But maybe we have some cause for worry. I'm sure the farmers have some angst around this time. Well, I know they do. Getting the harvest in, making sure they have a good harvest to sell and food for their livestock for the winter months. In this hot weather, grass for their livestock to graze. That has been so difficult. The hot weather is a worry for many of us. How to stay cool. We can't sit in church all day, can we? And we only have to look at the news, and people in the UK and globally are struggling greatly with so many things. Those we know and love too. We do have problems and worries. So what does God mean when he tells Abraham to not worry, and Jesus when he says, do not be afraid, little flock? Well, Abraham spoke to God and said, how can you have a covenant with me when it will only last as long as I live? I have no descendants. And God says, oh, I will give you descendants. And he takes them out to look at the stars, and he reassures Abraham. He shows him the stars, what God had created. We sometimes don't look at what awesome things are around us from God. And God says, specifically to Abraham's request, I will give you descendants. More than the stars you will see in the sky. And reading on in Genesis, you will read that happens. We need to speak with God. Look at what we notice around us when we start doing so. And we may see goodness happening, giving thanks for what we've asked for. And Jesus, his words of not worrying. Well, he had previously been saying to those listening, the disciples and to followers who were crowding to listen to his words, Jesus had been saying words we may be familiar with from the Bible, reminding them, us, God feeds the birds of the air. Birds have no storeroom. The wild flowers, so beautiful, God clothes them. They have no wardrobe full of clothes. And Jesus says we are worth so much more to God than the birds and the flowers of the world. God made us higher than them, if you remember back to the words from Genesis. Jesus reminds us to see God's kingdom, to be part of his kingdom, his ways, and all will be given to us. We will reap the riches of being part of God's kingdom here on earth. And part of being in that kingdom is sharing what we have, our surplus, not storing it all up. Well, thinking about this, I thought of a woman who decided to do an act of kindness every day to random strangers. Her name was Bernadette. She wrote a book about it, The Little Book of Kindness. Some of you may have come across it over the years. And I watched a short video of what started her off on this. She'd been in a cafe having breakfast and saw on the screen, there was a TV screen in the cafe, a double-decker bus on fire. A report of some violence and riots had taken place in the UK. This was back in 2011. And it really troubled her. And she thought about the many areas of the world with problems that troubled her too. And she thought, she can't help them. What can she do? To be honest, it is easy to feel like that at the moment. Well, next day in the post office, she gave someone, a stranger, 50p. He was short to pay for a stamp. It made me think, oh, the stamps were quite dear back in 2011 as well. Anyway. Seeing how this made the person smile and be so thankful, way beyond what she felt 50p worth, she says, she made a decision to do a random act of kindness each day for a year, and she made a blog about it online. I don't know if she was a Christian or if she is a Christian, but what she found, that her desire was to make others happy, to spread joy. Well, this made her happy and joyous too. And even though she was giving financially on her or her time or expertise in some way, she felt happier. It can be a worry that if we give, we will be diminishing our pot. But in fact, if we give, our pot sometimes gets replenished. Somehow it gets replenished. Maybe not in the same way directly. You know, if you give 50p, you might not get 50p back. Maybe, sometimes. I'm sure someone who has given 50p has then gone on to find a £5 note. There is sure to be such a case. But what could we have bought with 50p? It would not have been worth very much. Not so much as the joy and the pleasure of that moment she experienced in giving the 50p to someone in need. As I mentioned earlier, we look around and see problems in our families, with our friends and our neighbours, communities, the UK, globally. And we cannot wipe them away. But we can always find things to give, to help in some ways. Across our benefice, we have our churches. Wow, they're always in need. But we also have our various charities that we collect for, our food banks and our baby basics we give to. And just recently, we had a great quiz night here in Shelston, didn't we? To raise money for the church and for a very good cause relating to someone here in our community, for a charity. And that evening, we had great fun. Well worth the money and the time. We can pray for all these concerns in our hearts, that those suffering find little acts of kindness happening to them, around them, that they see glimpses of God in creation, in amongst the gloom, and in the acts of kindness of people too. God wants to bless us as we bless each other. You know, one day we will meet with God. I hope and believe that. We all hope and believe that. And he will welcome us and serve us with the greatest of all offerings, just as he wants us to serve and help each other the best we can with what we have. Amen.